they simply don't believe that when two people trade, one is not ripping the other off.
Hey there, it's Kennedy with Reason TV, having a sit-down with Matt Ridley, zoologist, author, and genius. We're going to talk about ideas, having sex. I like that idea. So you've got this notion in the book, The Rational Optimist, how prosperity evolves. Explain briefly what that is before we get into the naughty ideas.
I'm optimistic because of the facts, not because of some spiritual disposition. In other words, I was brought up to think that the world was going to be a disaster in my lifetime. You know, the population explosion, famine, pollution, Malthus, all that kind of thing. And it didn't turn out that way. In fact, in my lifetime, the income of the average person on the planet has trebled in real terms. Child mortality is down by 2/3. Lifespan is up by 30%. These are incredible changes in human living standards. And they blew me away when I began to research this and to work it out. So I'm rational in my optimism, in the sense that I'm looking at the facts, I'm looking at the data, I'm looking at the argument, and I'm trying to understand where it's coming from. I'm trying to understand what drives human prosperity. What is it that increases it? And is that about to stop? I don't think so.
But why does everyone want to throw a wet blanket on that notion of prosperity and evolution, which, you know, obviously they go hand in hand, and they want to make us believe that the world is unfair, the earth is sick, and we're all going to die horrible deaths because of our own causes?
People have a very strong interest in saying but when you say that things are getting better. And there's a very nice example of this the other day, which was that maternal mortality was falling for a long time, and then it stopped falling globally. And it stopped falling because of the AIDS epidemic. And a lot of African mothers were dying because they had AIDS, and they died during or around childbirth. And then the fall resumed. And there was a paper in The Lancet, a medical magazine, saying this fall has resumed, mainly because we're getting on top of the AIDS epidemic now. And the editor of The Lancet came under pressure not to publish that paper, because all the groups working on maternal mortality didn't want to see their grant funding threatened.
That is so cynical. That's
which
horrible.
I think is crazy. It's the other way around. You should say, look what a good job we're doing. We're getting it down. So give us some more money if they want to do it.
Okay, but that to me is an idea. Bad ideas having sex that yield those results.
It's true that bad ideas can meet and mate and produce more ideas just as much as good ideas can, but not quite as much. Because, you see, the problem is that for these ideas to spread, you know, for a new idea, for an innovation or an invention to spread, people have got to like it. It's got to do something for them. There are people trying to spread bad ideas that are bad for people and trying to promulgate things that you know, dictators and others, you know, subversives and people who are just, you know, foolish and have got the wrong idea. Nonetheless, on the whole, the good ideas do win in the long run. And if you look around the world, that's what's happening.
What's going to happen with global climate change? Because I know you say that you're a lukewarmer. You said there's no evidence that climate is changing dangerously or faster than in the past when it changed naturally. I agree with that sentence, and it seems like most rationalists do, but there's so much money to be made with all the doom and gloom surrounding global climate change.
Yeah, well, my position on climate change has evolved. I first wrote about it 25 years ago for The Economist. At that time, I was a fairly standard alarmist. I thought, wow, this is scary, this carbon dioxide effect. And gradually, I've come to know the data better and better, and the further I've drilled into it, the more convinced I am that the cure is worse than the disease. In other words, yes, there's a risk of climate change going catastrophic, but that risk is getting smaller all the time as more years pass and as we get to know the sensitivity of the atmosphere, and it's extremely small, that risk. So this is quite different from saying climate change doesn't happen or that human beings are not causing it partly. I think they probably are. I think the greenhouse effect is real, but it only produces a mild effect. The positive feedbacks are not there. Yeah. So the bottom line is, on this issue, we are taking chemotherapy for a cold. We're putting a tourniquet around our neck to stop a nosebleed. It's going to work in the sense that the nosebleed's going to stop, but it's going to kill us.
Do you think the notion of the fair share and people owing their fair share and people deserving their fair share, is that going to go away anytime soon?
I think people are always going to be exercised about inequality, and perhaps rightly so, because back in the Stone Age, inequality resulted in you not getting laid and somebody else getting laid, if you see what I mean. You know, that was the effect of having fewer resources than someone else. So it's always, you know, in our psyches, it's a really big issue. We're relativists in this respect. We don't care how poor everybody is as long as we're top of the heap.
Isn't there a justification for that? If we're seeking out the resources, if you can come to it from an evolutionary perspective, doesn't that basically take the morality out of it?
I think something to get clear is that the inequality, global inequality, is going down at the moment. It's not going up, it's going down. Well, the evidence is pretty clear on this. And the reason is because poor countries are getting rich faster than rich countries are getting rich. It's particularly true of the last 5 years since the Great Recession, because India and China have stormed ahead while Europe and America have stagnated. So although inequality can be rising in China and rising in America, global inequality is going down. That's great.
Aren't we dealing with people who think that it's a zero-sum game?
I think that's absolutely right, that a big problem with the world is that human beings find positive-sum games difficult to understand. They simply don't believe that when two people trade, one is not ripping the other off. They are mercantilists in that sense. They think that exports are good and imports are bad or whatever. And they think that when they go into a shop, you know, either this guy's exploiting me or I'm exploiting him. This 2+2=5 phenomenon, which goes back to Ricardo's law of comparative advantage and is the great theme of human history. I mean, it's what we've done. We've got more specialized as producers, more diversified as consumers in order to work for each other and raise each other's living. Yeah. This is an extraordinary phenomenon, and it's one that people find intuitively very hard to grasp. They still think it's a zero-sum game, that there's some heap of wealth out there, and if I take a bigger shovel than you, I get more than you.
All right, thank you so much, Matt Ridley, and thank you for watching. This is Kennedy for Reason TV.